Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter. Today is Monday.
Today is Lunes, and let's hop straight into it.
The start of the week.
Actually,
sometimes
you just
it
lied.
Can be really shitty. It's Friday. I'm out of my mind. This is a Friday podcast.
It is Friday.
Should we go with this
one? I don't know.
We kind of fucked up, guys. It's Friday. I'm not gonna lie. I don't really follow the days of the week anymore. I only used to do that when I had a job or school.
Yeah.
And since I don't have any of those
unemployed
things.
Unemployed life really just has taken
fucks
us
you
here.
Up. My circadian rhythm is out of whack.
Honestly.
So it's Friday, which is a good thing. It means the weekend.
Yeah.
Every day feels like the weekend for me. Honestly, I kind of dread the weekend because the weekend is when everybody goes out. So if I kind of just want to like go chill in the park or like go to the store.
It's busy.
It's so fucking crowded. But on a Monday at 2 o'clock, I can do whatever the fuck I want because nobody's out there because everybody's at their jobs.
Amen to that. Yeah, so.
So I prefer the weekdays. I'm not gonna lie.
It is Friday, yeah. Okay, we got this. Ready? Let's hop straight into it.
So yeah, it's a Friday food day.
It is.
Because last time we did a food review.
Yes,
Friday. Sorry, I really fucked it up. The first time I was allowed to, you know, take control, take the reins, I really fucked up.
You're doing beautifully. I love it.
But yeah, so yeah, like you said, let's get into our quote. So today's quote is.
Is when you dance. Your purpose is to get a certain place on the floor. It's not.
Agree. I agree. Shut it up. Is to get a certain place.
Wow, I'm fucking up my part too. We really were changing roles for the first time.
We should really go back to where
we
were.
No, I want to do it. Ready? Right. When you dance, your purpose is not to get a certain place on the floor. It's to enjoy each step along the way. Wayne Dyer.
I mean, I hear you. And that's actually a mentality that we should adopt because, yes, even though life is about, even though you think life is about being the best, like reaching your goal, getting there, doing what needs to be done, it's like, yeah, that's all true. Like, yeah, you want to reach the end game. But considering the fact that there really is no end game, you should really enjoy the process and just have fun and appreciate every single day and don't throw away days, months, and years waiting for the happiness of the unachievable goal.
I mean, even if it is achievable, it's like, then what?
Water?
I do. It's all the way over there, though.
Okay, I'm thirsty.
The thing is, even if it's achievable, then what? You know what I mean? It's like, even if, for some reason, like, taking the quote literally, it's like, you get the place on the dance floor, and you're the star, and you get to do that one performance, it's like, well, where do you go from there? It's like, literally, don't live for the moment because it's fleeting. Enjoy the process. Love what you're doing. And then it doesn't matter that, like, you're always trying and you're always, like, trying to get to that point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Literally, it's enjoy the fact that you're there. And enjoy, like I just said, enjoy the process.
Deadass, deadass.
Because if you're just waiting for that ultimate goal, even if you do get it, it's going to be very fleeting, and it's just an instant. Like, that one performance is just an instant. That one, like, promotion is just an instant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, then there comes the responsibilities, and then, like, you're never done. There's always going to be another promotion. There's always going to be something else, and it's like, you'll never feel that happiness of, it's like, oh my god, I made it, because there's always something better. There's always something more. There's always more to practice. So literally, just enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy the process.
Enjoy every single day.
Try your best
to do that. I wish I'd had a brain when I started college, because the fact that I don't have any college memories to look back on, the fact that I didn't bother making friends or going to parties and doing stupid shit like that, like, I was just like, I'm gonna go to school, then I'm gonna go to my job, and then I'm gonna go home and study. It's like, the fuck is that? That was 4 years of my life that I did that. Yeah. That's supposed to be where you made memories. I did the same shit in high school. I don't get to have cool prom pictures. I thought I was too cool for prom. I was like, fuck that shit. I'm not going to go to prom. I didn't go to my grad bash. I didn't do any of that shit.
The thing is, regardless, like, thinking in my, like, my situation specifically, it's like, I didn't even have any friends at high school. I didn't even know anybody. I mean,
I never tried to make friends. I thought I was too good for everybody there. And you know what? I probably wasn't wrong, but I should have tried.
Yeah.
I was also the fucking weirdo. The weirdo with the God complex.
God complex.
In high school, I wasn't.
What is
a God complex, right quick? Is it the fact that you think you're a God or that you question God?
I don't know. Or do you think you're a God?
I thought I was superior to everybody there.
I mean, you technically
kind of were. I still think
I was. The thing is, I feel as though, I mean, not to sound too cocky, but just, I've never gotten along with people my own age.
No,
the thing is, it's literally, like, I don't know if it was trauma or if, like, our life, but, like, I matured way too quickly.
Way
too quickly. My literal age does not, like, match my mental age. Mood. And what's so annoying to me about this situation is that I can't speak, like, on par with someone my own age, but people who are older than me to where I can speak on par with...
Baby you.
They treat me like a child, so I'm like, where is
where do it? I stand? Where? I've always felt so out of place because of my age.
Honestly.
Because I, like you said, I did not fit in with my age. But the older people won't give me any credit as an individual.
Oh, and just a fun fact, the thing is, I consider you, like, completely equal and, like, of the same mental standing of me.
You're about the only person I can talk to.
I mean, but the thing is, we are 18 months apart. We're literally a year and a half. I'm a year and a half older than you are. And I like, pride myself on literally not belittling anyone because of age.
Deadass. I'm so tired of that shit.
I really don't, like... That's so awful. I feel as though our relationship probably wouldn't be where it's at if I just tried to talk down to you all the time.
Oh my god, yeah, I would not talk to you.
I mean, more like, because I do see it sometimes, and I know we've already talked about this, where it's like, I see where we have a little bit of an age gap, even though low-key, lately, we've been closing it. Generally, where I see, like, where it's like, oh, like, I see where it's like, you're a little bit more, like, uncomfortable speaking of certain things. One, I don't see that anymore. Two,
there has been a huge change.
There really has. We've taken a step forward in our relationship. Two, the thing is, it might not even be an age thing. You know what I mean? It might just be that you're a shy person, or it might just be like you're more reserved. I'm a prude. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, yeah. Generally, where we have our discrepancies is when we're like trying to talk about
the scootily pooping.
Is that how you would say it? It's like, I mean, any kind of like sexual topic, I guess.
Yeah, I get shy.
Yeah, you get shy, which I think is super cute.
But not so much lately.
But the thing is, it doesn't necessarily have to do age, because I know when I speak with some older people as well, they're like, oh, you know what, it's like personal. I'm like, well, I mean, I know, like, I'm not trying to intrude.
But gossip, bitch.
But it's for real.
Tell me about that D appointment.
You're so annoying.
I keep seeing, I saw this one video on TikTok where this girl was like, when you and your best friend schedule your, D appointments at the same time, so y'all can have, like, what is it, twin pregnancies? How do you call that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, dead ass. Like,
I don't know if I would want that or not. And hear me out. The thing is, because I want it. I want me to too, have twin pregnancies. Me too,
so
tell me why not.
So you get all the attention or don't, or what?
No, so that we can have the cool aunt for that one kid.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I want that one kid to have the cool aunt and, like, the mom. You know what I mean? I want them to have both of that. And I feel as though if we're both mothers at the same time, like...
There can't be the cool aunt. Because, I mean, like, I'm watching my kid.
I was about to say, it's not so much that you can't be the cool aunt, because obviously you will be, but it's different. Or
we'll just raise our kids together, and I'll be the cool aunt who's also the mom of your kid's best friend.
Or we could just be cool mom/aunts. But the thing is, but then what? You're gonna spoil your my kid and then not spoil your kid? I mean, I guess
I'll spoil both.
But that's the thing, but you don't want to spoil your own kid.
Why not?
I mean, I really want a twin pregnancy with you. I really do.
Me too, but I hear what you're saying. But if you have a kid who's older, and then we match pregnancies, then that pregnancy is going to be so special for us that I feel like your older kid might get a little jelly belly.
Or that older kid, we could literally include them, and it's like, you're...
I would spoil the shit out of your kid.
The oldest?
The oldest.
The oldest would be so special. And how is it that we both know that I'm the one who's going to have that older child?
Because you think I'm going to birth something out of me? No, you're going to birth out first. We're going to see how it comes out, and then I'll decide.
Okay,
yeah. You think I'm going to do that shit first? So I'm the guinea pig? Nah, you the guinea pig as fuck.
I mean, yeah, and I just feel as though we would make it to where maybe, like, later on, the younger siblings get jealous, but, like, that firstborn child is, like, our little sister or our little brother.
Mine.
I know.
I'm going to be so tight with that kid, you don't even know. So tight.
We need to make sure not to fuck them up.
We're not. First off, I'm not going to let you. You're not going to fuck up your kid. No, I'm going to kidnap them.
No, as in, I know, but
we're
going to
do such a great job because you... No, because no. Because yes. The thing is, the first 15 years... I'm not going to introduce them to drugs. The first 15 years are going to be rough as fuck. Rough as fuck.
I know.
But once they finally form their brain... I'm so scared you're going to hit the table. I probably will.
Scoot a little bit this way.
Once they finally, like, form their brain and all that bullshit, whatever, the frontal lobe, shrinkies, the relationship that you will have...
It's gonna be superior.
Oh my god, yes.
Yes.
So you have to take 15 years of embarrassment where they're gonna throw tantrums at Walmart and you're gonna feel like, damn, kid, lo que provoca es darte una cachetada, you know? Pero no. Because you can't resort to violence. You have no fucking rights.
My thing is, like, you have no right because you teaching that, it's like, then what do you do to solve the problem? Like, for your kid, it's like, you hitting your kid, it's like, so then what? So then they're just allowed to hit somebody? You just teach them
violence.
It's like...
And you know something? Sorry to interrupt you, but right quick. First off, yeah, you teach them violence, so what the fuck kind of...
It's like, you're literally never socially accepted... Like, it's never socially accepted to use violence, so why would you ever...
Why would you teach that violence is what is done?
Why would you ever... show that that's an option?
Dumbass. Honestly. It's just to instill fear, but that is not the way you teach a fucking growing human.
Fear, instilling fear, then just creates resentment, then just creates a lack of confianza, a lack of communication. That's literally all it is.
And the thing is, also, holding your kids to a higher standard than you hold yourself is so fucked up.
I hate that so
Prime
much.
Example.
Tell me.
Me as the adult, I'm in the kitchen, blah, blah, blah. No, we're having dinner, yada, yada, conversando. Mm-hmm. I accidentally knock over my cup, spilly, spilly on the table, on the floor. Oh, no, mess. My reaction is, oh, shit, I made a bit of a boo-boo. Let me go get something cleany, cleany. You know, everyone's like, oh, ha, 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 clean. Scene number two. Child does same thing. Distracted. Maybe a little riled up. Maybe acting
maybe
a little
Maybe they were,
blue.
Like, bochinchando when we were like, hey, sit
the
down, calm down.
The hee was real,
yeah,
you know?
They were supposed to be sitting down. They were kind of being playful. We already repeated multiple times, hey
relax,
Jacinto,
relax.
Sit down, calm down. They didn't want to. You know, they're being kids.
What? Yeah, the way kids act. Mm-hmm. Kid knocks over cup, spilly on table, spilly on floor.
Jacinto!
Dead ass.
How dare you!
You think screaming at the kid is going to change anything? What you do, I feel like it'd be better to guilt trip the kid. Be like, oh my God. You see? I told you, para con el bochinche, you made a mess. Go clean it.
It's like,
you see how, first off, there's no need to scream at the kid. And second off, the kid already feels shit
really
for making
do.
A mess. And then now the kid has to clean it.
Mm-hmm.
That's even worse. And everybody's going to stare and laugh at them while they clean. I hope their primos were around.
Let's not humiliate.
I'm
going to
humiliate.
Yeah.
No, I know. We're not going to psychologically
destroy
them.
Yeah, it's like Jacinto. Like, you see what I was telling you? It's like,
this is why I told you to calm down. You can't play.
This is why I told you to calm down. Like, this cup or whatever costs money. The juice costs money. Now you're not going to be able to have juice. Now you're going to have to drink water and you're going to have to clean up your mess.
Well, come on. You also don't have to baby them that much.
What?
I would talk to them seriously. It's like, look what you did. You made a mess. Now you don't get juice.
I mean,
so now
how old is this child?
2.5 years old. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm thinking like maybe 6, 7. Like, I'm not going to be like, ah, you did the mess. I'm going to be like, look, you made a mess. I told you to calm down. You wouldn't calm down. Now take your cup. Go. First off, go get a rag, clean the table, and then take your cup and fill it with water because now you don't get any more juice.
Mm-hmm.
You can't act right at the table. You don't get juice. Done. No, I'm going to scream and whoop his ass.
That's something that
How
I felt
that
pretty.
Anything?
And, you know, actually, when I was younger, it happened a lot. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. But when I was younger, mostly for holidays, I also don't know why, like, on a holiday, it's like this whole, like, I guess it's a Latino thing. It's like, if something doesn't break, no hay fiesta, or
really?
Some shit. It's like, it's a thing where it's like, of course something's gonna break. You know what I mean? Especially for, like, holidays when, like, Christmas or, like, New Year's comes around. It's like, we take out all the nice vajillas, like, all the nice silverware, like, the fancy
break.
Crystal cups, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, something's gonna break. And I remember when we were younger, or at least when I was younger in my house, we would have everything, and of course, like, I'm literally a klutz. I literally, of course,
oh, no.
I'm gonna fuck up
what
something.
What did you break?
I don't remember, but I know I've broken I've broken enough things to where I knew it felt shit when you break something.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the memory that I actually is coming to mind is this one time when my dad, actually, my father had, excuse me, when my sperm donor had, he spilled something and he broke one of, like, the crystal glass things. He literally broke
the
it.
The fancy cups.
Like, one of the fancy cups. I don't know. We were playing games. He was obviously, like, a little bit tipsy. He knocked it down. And I was literally, like, in that moment, I tried my best to make him feel as comfortable and as okay as possible. I'm like, oh, it's okay. It was bound to happen. If you didn't break it, I would have broke it. It's like, don't worry. Like, I'll literally get you some more of the vino or whatever. Like, I'll get you more wine. Like, it's fine. Like, see, I already brought a new one. It's fine. Like, vamos a limpiar. It's okay. Like, I remember in that moment because I knew how shit it felt to literally be put down because of that. I tried my best to make him feel as happy and as
comfortable. Because you already felt bad enough for what you did. And then all the people around you are gonna... But what if the roles had been reversed?
The thing is, if the roles had been reversed, I know for a fact he would have gone on me. My mom would have started yelling. Like, my siblings, my cousins would have all tried to pound
my
me.
My tía,
they would have already started
Their
spanking
me. Their son Pepe
me.
And yeah. Perro. Everybody.
The dog would have started barking. Like...
For sure.
No, the thing is...
Los vecinos would have come over.
I don't actually, and probably blocking out trauma, I don't actually remember have any specific memory of me breaking something. I know I did, for a fact. Because
Duh.
I knew,
exactly
I know the feeling
felt.
Of, like, I knew what it felt like to break it. and I knew how shitty I felt and how much other people, like, made me feel shitty. Ooh, I don't know why I came up with an accent. Made me feel shitty. To where, like, in that moment, I tried my best to, like, comfort my dad.
You shouldn't have.
I know I shouldn't have.
You want to feel my legs?
But it's just, ooh, are they smooth?
I shaved.
Oh, you shaved. Oh, my God. Silky smooth. And I put on lotion. Beautifully. Wow.
I feel so pretty.
We have a golden bitch in the house. Okay.
Yes. The sun looked at me the other day, and I have a little bit of a tan.
We seriously need to go back to the beach.
I need to go to the beach so bad it's starting to wear away. But sorry, but no, yeah. You hella blocked out those memories, and, like, your dad did not deserve for you to be nice. I don't know why I have this thing. I pity, not pity, but I have such a soft spot for my mom more than I do for my dad.
Yeah.
But I still have a hella soft spot for both of them.
Do you?
Like, it hurts me to treat them the way they treat me. I can't actively do it. Like, when I'm angry with my parents, I feel so bad. It hurts. It literally hurts me, and I hate how much it hurts, you know? And I can sit here and be like, yeah, I can completely cut them out of my life because they fucking sucked ass for the first however many years that I lived with them. But honestly, I can't. Because the only one that's going to hurt, and that's what hurts the most, the only one that's going to be hurting is going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure if I cut my dad out of my life, he wouldn't give a single fuck. Like, yeah, he'd be a little bit sad, but he would literally move on and just continue doing what he's been doing. Because there literally has never been a relationship. And there never will be. The only person who's been trying to make a relationship has been me.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been no effort put in. So if I stop, it'll just go back to the status quo of we never even talked, we never even tried.
That's something I find crazy. It's like you'd think
that parents
that
would
your
care.
Parents
that parents
would, try
would
to
want
make
a relationship.
That
deadass. You'd really fucking think that. As someone who hasn't had kids, but who would consider having them, like, of course I want a relationship,
like,
with my
obviously
kids.
Obviously, this is my creation. It's mm-hmm. literally my thing. It's an extension of me.
And when I see my kid pushing away,
like, how are you
who in their
not
right mind is gonna be like,
okay,
let me bitch slap them. Maybe they'll fear me and stay. Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing where it's like, I understand to a certain extent Latino culture. And, like, we could literally get into a whole conversation about why yes or why no to hate your kids. But I feel as though, again, especially in Latino culture, like, it's normal to hate your kids, especially, like, at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a moment to where it's like, you're no longer benefiting. Because, I know talking to my, like, Latina mom, she's like, you need to, like, spank your kids because they don't understand. If you tell them, if you tell little Mario, it's like, hey, like, don't walk on the table because then you'll break the glassware.
You could fall
whatever.
And get hurt.
You could fall and get hurt. Like, I mean, I don't know. He's two, he's three. He doesn't actually understand. You know what I mean? It's like, you need to be like, next time he's on the table, pow, pow. Like, no lo hagas. It's like, oh, every single time I go on the table, like, me pegan. Like, I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you need to associate that. So I get that to a certain extent. I don't agree. At this point in my life, I really do not agree at all with hitting your kids ever. And like I said, I feel like in a whole separate podcast, we should literally get into why yes or why no. Because my mentality has seriously shifted a lot. Because if you would have asked me, like, 3 years ago, would you, like, hit your kids? And I'm like, yeah, till, like, a certain age, of course, you need to spank them, because if not, they don't understand. All these, like, bitch-ass American people, they you see their kids running wild and, like, talking back to them, it's like, eso no, 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 no.
Let me go get la chancla.
Let me go get the chancla, let me go get the correa, because, no, you're not
apparently,
talking to me
in
like
black
that.
Culture, the moms make the kids go get
yeah, go get
stick outside.
So go get the shit.
That has never been a thing. I never got the weapon that they would use on me.
No.
I would actively hide the weapons,
yes.
But they would spend a good 5 minutes trying to find where they were hidden, but I never had to get my weapon.
Right.
That would mind fuck me so bad, because, like, I have to pick what you're going to hit me with.
And it's like, you can't pick a small one, but if you pick a big one, then it's
ow.
Like,
okay, so you gotta pick that perfect middle.
Yeah, for real.
It's a little softy
it's
one.
Small enough,
it's a little
but
dead
it's
in
like
the middle.
Big enough.
It might break.
It's like it's hollow.
Yeah.
It's like the moment it strikes you, it's
yeah.
Ceniza.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
That's the way
that
to
works.
Do it. You keep that one perfect stick.
No, but I forget. We drifted.
Yeah, we hella drifted.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like we should literally get into a whole conversation of why. Because again, if you would have asked me like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, maybe, I would have said I hit my kids. If you ask me right now, I will never lay a single hand on my child.
Bro, you think I'm going to do anything to a little hair on their head? No.
Literally
if it's not
never.
Affectionate rubbing, it's nothing
is,
else.
The thing is, I'm obviously human, And I know for a fact I'm going to have to apologize to my children for having raised my voice, like, when I
shouldn't. I'm going to lose my composure, but I'm going to admit how inappropriate it was. But I'm going to
literally sit down and be like, hey, kids, I'm so sorry that in that moment I raised my voice. That's why I literally stepped away. I was not in control in that moment. I was so upset and so disappointed that you did so-and-so and this. That is not acceptable behavior in this house. Like, you guys know. And you know what? And just, like, literally go on. It's like, because again, I know for a fact. I know, and I'm expecting it, and I just need to be able to own up to it and be woman enough to be able to admit my mistakes. Admitting mistakes is not a weakness. It is literally a strength.
It's literally a strength.
And I want to show my children that I have that strength.
And show them that it's okay to do that, and that's how it should be done, so that they can do it too.
Exactly.
Teach them things that they can use in the future.
Yes.
That's the thing. How...
Communication. How are we skills, not? Etiquette. That's
the
thing.
You have no idea how much watching videos where kids come out to their parents makes me cry.
Yeah.
Because of how fucking nervous those kids are, bro. How are you not just 100% okay with telling your parents your sexual orientation?
Yeah.
It just goes to show how much you lack a support system. The most important support system that you should have can't even support that one thing about you. Do you know what I mean? Something that isn't even that fucking important.
No, but the thing is, it's not even that important. It shouldn't be that important, but it literally is so important because you feel it's like your identity, and they're not even willing to accept that.
Deadass.
It becomes, even though it's literally something that shouldn't be important, like your sexuality, like you said, it's like, it's not something that one should even need to be shared. That it's like, you just like what you like. Like, I mean, it comes out one day. It's like, oh yeah, I have a crush on the girl. It's like, ooh, she's cute. It's like, oh yeah, I have a crush on a boy. It's like, it doesn't, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. But the fact that it does matter, and the fact that, like you said, some kids give it all that importance to just be shut down by their parents.
Parents would be like, how do you know? It's like, no,
I find that question to be so pathetic. It's like, how do you know? What do you mean? If I would have said, it's like me, a female right now, if I were to be lesbian, it's like, oh my God, mom, I love, like, I have a crush on Maria. It's like, how do you know? It's like, if I would have said I have a crush on John, would you ask me, like, how do I know?
Exactly.
Like, what do you mean? It's like, it's literally, I like John. Are you going to ask me, how do I know I like John?
I just like John.
I like John, just like I like Maria.
Deadass.
Did I just cheat on somebody? Did I say Maria earlier?
No. Yes, you did. You said Maria twice.
Okay. I like Maria. I like Juliana. It's like, ooh, you really be playing around.
Yeah, I see you. No, but deadass. It's so fucking annoying to me how, why can't parents just support their kids and their decisions and, ugh. Parents suck. That's one of the main reasons why I don't want to be a parent. Yeah. I don't want to fuck up. I think I could do a really good job.
Me too.
And come out with a really great kid and be a great support system for that kid. But at the same time, what if I fuck up?
The thing is, you're too conscious of it.
I'll still fuck up.
No, I mean, the thing is, you will. But not in the things that you're aware of.
Yeah, but in a different way. And my kid might end up even mess more up. Fucked.
You're going to mess up because your kid's going to be like, why didn't you give me more direction? Why didn't you force me to go to college? Why didn't you? The thing is, there's no way. Because you're going to tackle each issue as it comes. And you're going to see what your child is struggling with. And you'll be able to, like, you know, address them one by one. Like, the thing is, I feel as though me growing up, I had so many red flags. I had so many things that were, like, clearly problems for me. And if my parents had taken a single moment to try to, like, just talk to me. The thing is, especially me, I wasn't really, like, closed off. Like, I would have poured my heart out in a second. If my parents would have literally just taken 5 minutes to just ask, I would have poured my heart out and explained everything. And just, that wasn't even done.
You have to understand, it was a generation that didn't care about mental health or family relations.
No, I know. But the thing is, I know.
It's not an excuse. It's just, I understand where they come from. It doesn't justify it or provide a valid explanation. Well, valid explanation, yes. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a justification. Mm-hmm. It's just, put yourself in their shoes. I can understand why they did what they did. I wish that at this point, with the generations that are born, like, with all the information presented, it's like, look, you fucked up. Just admit it, and let's move past it. But it's like, no, I stand by what I did.
That's literally
it's like, how can you stand by what you did?
As though I feel like with my parents, I mean, I'm still not closed off to having a relationship with them. But the thing is, even if I were to come and talk to them now, like, they still have an opportunity to put in the effort. Like, I'm not that far gone yet, and they still don't do it.
I literally think I will give them infinity chances.
I think I'm literally not anymore.
You're not. You will.
I know.
Unfortunately, you're worse than I am. In that aspect of forgiveness, you're worse than I am. Yeah. You give a lot more chances than I do, and you're less willing to just cut people out than I am. And the fact that it would hurt me to cut them out, I know for a fact it would destroy you to cut them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get that.
But anyways, this is Friday, and we were supposed to have fun.
No, we are going to have fun still. Ready?
We started on a bad topic. Oh, just, yeah, to reread the quote that we were supposed to be talking about.
I mean, I love this. It's chill.
No, me too.
No, but ready? So when you dance, your purpose is not to get a certain place on the floor. It's to enjoy each step along the way. Again, literally, I wish somebody would have told me this 30 years ago. But it's literally, enjoy the process. I know it's hard. I know we have goal-oriented aspirations. I know, like, we think our happiness is like, hey, I just need to reach this milestone and I'll be happy. Hey, I just need to get that promotion and I'll be happy. Hey, I just need to be able to finish this and I'll be happy. Enjoy the process, because that's what life is. Life is the process. Those moments of happiness, those moments of reaching those goals.
I am not here for the nonsense.
Those moments of reaching those goals are literally just instantaneous, because there's always going to be something more. There's always going to be the next step. There's always going to be more to do or more to accomplish. So literally, fall in love with the process. Fall in love with the grind. Fall in love.
Romanticize the process.
Romanticize your life.
This perspective is much nicer.
Yeah?
I feel so ADD right now and so hyper.
Because we changed, mm-hmm. spots. Yeah, because our studio
smells really nice.
Oh, does it really?
It does.
Okay,
it's Ariana Grande, the cloud perfume.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, ready?
I feel so ADD.
So today is a Friday feud.
Fooda.
So today, what we're going to do is the whisper challenge, actually.
The problem is, I really suck. I love to argue things.
Mm-hmm.
I love having discussions. But I find that unless I'm passionate about the topic, like,
it's
I can't
like
actually sit here and go back and
it.
Forth. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought we could. I thought the feud would be a great idea, but I'm kind of holding us back here. So we're going to be doing other things apart from the feud until I can, like, get my brain rewired.
The thing is, you think feud, it's not a Friday debate. It's a Friday feud. Just, the thing is, the only thing is there has to be a winner.
Yes. So did you already say what we're going to do?
The Whisper Challenge.
Yes. I don't know how this is going to go on podcasts. I've seen them on Instagram and on TikTok, and they're really funny to watch.
You just
I hope they're funny to listen. So I have my handy-dandy iPhone 11.
Are you going to listen to music first, and I'm going to talk
yes,
to you first?
Yes, I'm going
to
listen Yay. To music first. So I'm going to pop in my headphones.
Go ahead, pop in your headphones.
And I'm not going to cheat. I have it at what volume? I can literally tell you guys. It's at the... It doesn't tell me. It's at the, like...
It's like 95.
I would say, like, 6/8.
Oh.
5/8.
Is the music playing yet? Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. Okay. Yeah, I haven't put it in. But and they're also the iPhone headphones, not the AirPods, the ones with the wire.
Okay.
They're pretty soundproof already. Like, I'm already kind of struggling to hear.
It's chill.
So yeah, I'm gonna be playing Soltera by Lune and Daddy Yankee.
Daddy.
And that's a pretty loud song, so I'm not gonna hear jack shit.
Okay. If ever there's a pause during the song, do let me know.
Yeah, if I fuck up in here, then I'm not going to cheat.
Okay.
But I don't think there's going to be a pause. I think
they
go
singing
forever.
I mean, yeah, we're adults, so we're actually not going
to
cheat.
Why the fuck am I going to cheat? That's
shit so annoying. Yeah,
I'm just going to say.
Makes it no fun. Tell me.
Honestly, it makes it no fun. I suck ass at reading lips,
do
but
you?
At the same time, I pride myself on how good I am because I am deaf. So take that how you will.
Mm-hmm.
Am I an oxymoron? Yes.
I think I'm also really good at enunciating, so we'll see.
I see no words in your mouth, but let's see what happens.
No? Oh my goodness.
I got this. I feel a little ADD, so it's really hard to concentrate right now.
Really?
I really feel like, I don't know, running a marathon. I feel like I had a whole bunch of sugar.
Oh,
but
shit.
I'm gonna start playing, so.
Dale. Okay, can you hear me right now? Oh, you're just listening to music? Don't snap.
Basila.
Shut up.
It's a really good song. Shush.
Be quiet, yes.
Okay, it's a good song.
I'm gonna start. I'm going to start.
Estar soltera,
Stop singing. Stop singing. Ready?
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Nah. It's a really good song.
I believe you. Give me one second, because I'm smiling. I'm smiling.
I have no idea what you're saying to me.
Okay.
I see you laughing.
Okay. Ready?
Yes. I'm ready.
You're staring at me.
Did you start?
No. I haven't started yet. One second. Pause. One second. No.
You
don't
want to turn off the music?
No. Okay, ready? I got this. Okay. My name is Naruto.
Naruto? Uzumaki. My name is Naruto Uzumaki.
Yeah, you got it.
I really think I heard you.
Oh, you did?
Let me put this louder.
I can speak lower. I can speak lower.
If you can speak lower, that would be good.
Okay, I'll speak like
But this. You said my name is Naruto Uzumaki. I did. You know?
You know? Okay, ready?
I can't tell if I can hear you or if I'm just really seeing what you're saying.
You?
Have.
To. Start.
Start.
Romanticizing.
Romanticizing.
Your
life. You have to start romanticizing your life.
Yeah, you're too good at this.
Because you're so obvious.
Shut up.
My name is Naruto Uzumaki was a good
I
one.
I really was. I hate how.
Tell me if you hear me.
Okay,
I'm not sure if I hear you or if I'm just really getting what you're saying.
So we're switching now. You just took out your headphones. I'm about to
Oh, yeah. Now she's putting it in them in.
Okay, ready?
So it's gonna start loud.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a good song.
Está de moda.
Yes.
Está soltera, está de moda.
Okay, ready?
Okay, I can't hear you at all.
Oh, I need to say it out loud. A penny for your thoughts.
A penny for your thoughts?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was going to fuck you over,
but I was like, a money for who? I was like, oh, but then when you said the whole sentence, I was like, oh, a penny for your thoughts.
Yeah, I was going to okay. I was gonna say that. I said something else random.
But... I don't know what you're saying.
Go again? Me?
What?
Do you want me to go again?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, okay, go again. Go again.
It takes two to tango.
A shuja tango?
It takes two to tango. Damn, I can't do expressions.
We're really good. Stupid. We're really good at this.
I want to go again.
Dale. Go again.
I'm gonna say something random.
Está soltera, está de moda.
I got bitten by paper and scissors.
I got beans and I have seizures.
Nice.
I don't know what you said.
I got bitten.
Busy.
Bitten.
Bizen.
Bitten.
Bitten?
Uh-huh.
You got bitten?
By? Paper.
Paper?
And?
Et?
And?
Het?
And? And?
I et?
And?
I got bitten by paper.
And scissors.
Hell teachers.
Scissors.
Seizures.
Scissors.
Scissors. I got cut by paper scissors. I got bitten by paper scissors.
I got bitten by paper and scissors.
I got bitten by paper and scissors?
Yes.
What was that?
I don't know.
That's not a concrete sentence.
Yeah, it is.
I couldn't use any context clues.
Exactly. I found it on the Google.
Oh.
It said hard whisper challenge words.
Oh.
I have a lot of good ones here.
Do it.
I'm like, because that's a good one. You want to keep going?
Yeah, go ahead. I actually like this version because I feel like I mess up more than you.
Yeah.
Because
we're too good the other way.
Yeah, for real. Whatchamacallit? I was about to say something. I rely heavily on context clues.
I know. So I know you
it's
do.
It's killing me. It's like, I got
these are
by
so
a...
random.
Oh my goodness.
You were struggling with the word and.
And?
And.
How the fuck do you pronounce the word and?
And.
And.
I was enunciating it.
And.
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 You said something about grandma, I think? Or Ashuma?
Ayant.
Yeah, that one. I definitely said Anya. Good job.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna try again.
Okay, let it.
Oh, this song is ending, so.
Oh, ready?
Okay, let me get music. A loud one. I'm trying
go
to
ahead,
find
go
a good
ahead, go ahead.
I think this one might be loud.
The music started, yeah. When I get a taste, then there's a first estate. Talk to me, because I hear. Oh, never mind. I can't hear anymore.
I have a fear of tater tots.
I have a fear of hand dogs.
Tater tots.
Danger dogs.
Tater tots.
Tater tots. I have a fear of tater tots.
Nice, nice. Damn, that was too easy. If you're reading this...
If you
it's too late.
See this, it's too late.
If you're reading this.
If you read this, it's too late.
If you are reading
if
this.
If you are reading this, it's too late.
Why are you so rushed to say
it's
it?
Too late.
I got you. Go away, evil Mr. Scissors.
Go away if you give me your scissors.
Go away.
Go away.
Evil Mr. Scissors. Evil Mr. Scissors. You're taking too
long. I'm breaking up.
Go.
Go.
Away.
Away.
Evil.
Evil.
Mr.
Beezers.
Mr.
Beezer.
Mr.
Mr.
Scissors.
Scissors. Go away, Mr. Scissors.
Go away, evil Mr. Scissors.
Oh, go away, evil Mr. Scissors. Yeah, I have, like, ADD, so don't expect me to remember the whole sentence.
Toasted cheese and tuna sandwich.
You are taking... Whoa, we need to take it one at a time.
Toasted cheese and tuna
don't
sandwich.
Don't listen to the teachers. I need to go. Oh.
No.
Oh, I was like, what?
Toasted. Toasted.
Token.
Toasted.
Don't sit...
Toasted.
Go send.
Toasted.
Don't you talk too loud. Don't send.
Toasted.
Don't send.
Toasted.
Doesn't. Doesn't?
Not done.
I don't know what sound you're... T. That was a T.
Toasted.
Don't.
Toasted.
Token.
One word. Toasted. Toasted.
Oh my god. Toasted?
Yes! Okay. Cheese.
Toasted cheese.
And.
Is.
And.
And. And. Toasted cheese and.
Tuna.
Tuna.
Sandwich.
Sandwich. Oh.
Toasted cheese and tuna sandwich.
Toasted cheese and tuna sandwich.
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
No, sorry. Oh. The music just stopped.
No!
I heard sometimes. Let's go to the next one.
This is a fast one, right? Oh, it takes a bit to start.
Yeah, give it a second, because I can still kind of hear you. Dun, 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 dun.
I can hear it.
Dun, 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 dun. Am I speaking too loud?
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, well, imagine as we're pacing the pews of a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. Yeah, I messed up the lyrics. Let's go.
Hear an exchanging of words.
I love you. What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding. Says
sometimes.
Sometimes.
I dream about eggnog.
I talk to a lot of stuff in this.
Sometimes I
dream. Sometimes.
Sometimes I dream about eggnog.
Sometimes I dream about God.
Eggnog.
Head God?
Not God.
Not God.
Eggnog.
Eggnog. Oh, sometimes I dream about eggnog?
Yeah.
Same.
Ooh.
Tell me.
13 tumbling plum people pulled potatoes.
Whoa. Thursday, there was a bleep of a lot of potatoes.
13 tumbling.
13.
Tumbling.
Complete.
Tumbling.
Dumplings.
Tumbling.
Tumplings. Pumpkins.
Ta. Ta.
Dunkins.
Ta.
Dunkins. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T. Oh.
Tumbling.
Tumthing.
Tumbling.
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 Tumbling. Tumbling. Yes. Tumbling. Oh.
I had to enact
what was
falling.
The beginning of the sentence?
13.
13 tumbling stones.
Plum people.
Plump people?
Don't assume their weight. Plum.
Plum.
People.
People?
13 tumbling plum people. Pulled.
Pulsate?
Where's the egg?
I don't know.
Pulled.
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 Potatoes. Potatoes? 13
tumbling plum people pulled potatoes.
13. What was
tumbling,
the
13 tumbling plum people pulled potatoes.
Ah! 13
tumbling.
Tumbling.
Plum.
Plum people
pulled.
Pulled.
Potatoes.
Pumpkin. Potatoes. Sorry. Potatoes.
You really like pumpkins.
Okay, I'm gonna switch.
One more time.
Okay, well, go.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Girl, you're going way too fast.
My milkshake. Bring all the boys to the yard.
My days on the prairie was very long.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. You still see my milkshake.
My milkshake bringing all the boys to the yard. And yeah. They're like, it's better than yours. And they're like, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to charge.
Okay, good job. This is fun.
I'm like, girl, you're going way too fast sometimes.
No. Okay, let's keep going.
Talk to you. Ready?
Okay.
Can I do yours? I think that yours is really cool.
Okay, so here...
I have some, like, cute things that I
just want
to say.
Here are hard ones. I mean, I didn't really see them all, and then if you keep scrolling, these are going to be funny ones.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah. But
let's do funny ones.
Whichever you want. Let me just get a song.
Dale.
Yes!
Ooh. How you get the good song? Okay, let me know when it, like, starts. Let's see. Oh, I have one already. Okay, I'll go with this one. Did it start yet?
It's loud, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, yeah, good. Ready?
Wait.
Lo siento.
She take my dinero. Take my dinero. She take my dinero.
That song is so amazing.
Take my dinero.
Ready? You have really tiny buttocks.
You have is all I got.
You have really tiny buttocks.
Huh? Rissa mama naka?
You have really,
really
tiny buttocks.
Buttocks?
You have really tiny buttocks.
You have really tiny buttocks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got
you
it.
You lying,
nice.
Bitch.
Yeah, for real. We know how to trip him. Ready? Let's see. Wiz Khalifa.
Let me just say, this is really fucking with my ADD.
Oh, why?
This music, I need to be dancing and I need to be concentrating. I'm a wreck.
Lucky, maybe this will stimulate our minds.
I think it's fucking up my brain. Oh. This is really overwhelming me. I'm actually breaking out in sweats.
Oh, calm down. It's okay. We don't have to do this. Ready? Wiz Khalifa.
Go again.
Wiz Khalifa? Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, did you hear it? No. Okay. Ready? Let's see. Guns, cinnamon cakes, and unicorns. Guns.
Wait. This song, calm down.
Yeah, I got you. Can you hear me right now?
Go again.
Guns.
Gandhi.
Cinnamon cakes and unicorns.
Again?
Guns.
Gandhi.
Cinnamon cakes.
It's Gandhi?
No.
Oh.
Guns.
That's
guns. Guns. Cinnamon cakes.
Typicas?
Cinnamon cakes.
Señor miña. Wait. It's reaching the end of the song.
Okay. Do you want me to skip it?
Skip it.
Okay.
Skip it because it's reaching the end. Okay, swear to God, you say a different first word every single time. Ooh.
Ooh. Guns.
Gas.
Guns.
Gauze.
Guns.
Connies.
Guns.
Yahtzee.
Guns.
Yeah, I heard
guns.
It.
Oh, yeah? Guns.
I was like, yes. Like, I fucking
cinnamon
heard it.
Cinnamon cakes?
Is this something about guns should be regulated? Mm-mm. Oh.
Guns. Cinnamon cakes.
Typically?
Cinnamon cakes.
Syndicate?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Cakes.
Yes?
Cakes.
Gas.
Cakes.
Guns.
Unicorns.
Can I record?
Unicorns.
Unicorns.
Uh-huh. Guns.
Guns.
Cinnamon cakes.
Syndicate. Signify?
Cinnamon cakes. Cinnamon?
Cinnamon. Cakes. Cinnamon cakes.
And? Yes. Unicorns.
Yes, the unicorns? Wait, I hear myself. Unicorns and cinnamon cakes?
Guns.
Where were the guns?
Guns.
Unicorn, guns, and cinnamon cake?
Yeah, yes. Okay, but it's guns, cinnamon cakes, and unicorns.
Cinnamon is hard.
Guns,
cinnamon
cakes, and unicorns.
Yes. I heard it though.
Oh, you did? Shoot.
This song is all over the place.
Oh, gosh. Okay, ready? Blue is greener than purple.
Blue is greener than purple?
Yes. Oh, nice. Wait. You got that.
Oh, just kidding. Sure, it's still that. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to say that. My eyebrows just died.
Again?
My eyebrows
just died? Really?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, for real. It was really...
Oh. Manifestia mina, leave alone!
Let me lick your toes.
No. How is it that I got it?
How is it that you got that one right on the...
My fight or flight was activated.
It's like, no thank you. Oh, shit. Already? You are a tomato.
I'm a minor?
You are a tomato. We both know that's a lie. You are a tomato.
You are a sapano?
Tomato.
Sapino?
Tomato.
Sapeto. I'm reaching the end of the song.
Tomato.
Tomato. Mm-hmm. I am a tomato. You are a tomato. Mm-hmm. Thanks, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
let's see. Song ended, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Who's in the studio? Let's see. Ooh. Okay, let me...
Breakfast, Tiffany's, and bottles
and bubbles. Ready?
Get in trouble.
I got chicken from prison.
I cheated from prison?
I got chicken from prison.
From prison is the last part, right?
Mm-hmm. I got chicken from prison.
I got shanked in prison?
Chicken.
Cheated?
Chicken.
Shitted?
Chicken.
Cheeked?
Chicken. Chicken.
Checked?
Chicken. Chicken.
Shit?
Chicken.
Chicken?
Chicken.
I got chicken from prison?
I got chicken
from prison. Nice.
Oh, yeah, right?
That prison chicken.
It was delicious. Ooh, your hair smells like watermelon.
Thank you.
Oh, ready?
I actually don't really like watermelon, though.
Oh.
Gone.
Ooh. I farted
and it smells like cheese. Of my bitches. What?
I farted and it smells like cheese.
I was focusing on your eyes.
I farted.
You farted? Ew. Get out.
And it smells like cheese.
I think it would smell like shit. You didn't say I farted and it smells like shit?
No. The last word. Cheese.
Cheese?
Yes.
Why is that somehow worse?
I don't know.
I feel like it'd be better if it smelled like shit.
Ready?
What kind of cheese? Gouda.
Gouda. Yeah.
I got it. I want it. I got it.
Don't touch my kangaroo.
I got it. I want it.
Don't touch my kangaroo. Don't touch my kangaroo.
I don't think I understood what you said.
What do you think I said?
I'm just kidding. You said don't touch my kangaroo.
Don't touch my kangaroo.
Yeah. It's like I wouldn't touch you there. Oh my god.
So, ooh. The Rock has tiny muscles.
Again?
The Rock has tiny muscles.
I heard you say The Rock.
Mm.
So,
has tiny muscles.
The Rock has
tiny muscles.
Dino pictures?
Tiny muscles.
Dino issues?
Tiny muscles.
Dying muscles?
Tiny?
Diny?
Tiny.
Tiny! The muscles. Rock has tiny muscles?
Yeah.
No, he don't.
For real, we both know
The Rock is built.
For real.
The song is ending.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay, ready? Let's go to the next song then.
I wonder if they're vibing off my energy, because he seems a little restless too.
Oh, the dog?
Oh, this is a good song. I don't know if it's going to get very loud, though. No, I can still hear myself. I had a... Ooh, just kidding. She got...
Can you hear me? I'll take that away.
I had a heart.
Calm down. I saw Mary Poppins today.
You saw Mary Poppins today?
I did.
I'm getting
better
at this.
You're so good at this. It's crazy to me.
Huh?
You're good at this.
Yeah. I'm starting to understand your lipple movement.
My lipple? Wow.
Your lipple movement.
Save water. Okay, stop jamming out to the song. Save water, drink beer. Save water, drink beer.
Hell yeah. Save water. Save water, drink beer.
Okay, ready? I want to switch. I want to switch now. Yeah. Hey, five.
I don't know what she said.
Switch. I want to switch.
Oh, this song is wrecking my ears. Oh, what?
Terrible. I said I want to switch.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah, yeah. This song got really loud. Well, this is a good song.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so now we're switching. Now I have the headphones. Let's see. I was going through the funny ones. I don't know. I was just kind of picking and choosing randomly.
Agreed, agreed. Oh, this is a good song. It might get really loud.
It's okay. Shoot.
Tell me if it gets too loud. Did it start really loud?
They started with the drums.
Ah.
Am I more than you bargain for? Oh! Is that the song?
Yeah, it's Sugar, We're Going Down. I don't really remember it, but I'm sure I'll recognize it.
Am I more than you bargain for? Yeah. Na, 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 na. Just kidding. The lyrics hasn't started yet, but, like, I can't hear shit. I'm assuming that my pronunciation is okay right now because I literally cannot hear what is coming out of my mouth.
You know how to enunciate.
It feels weird. Like,
imagine being deaf.
I'd rather not.
I mean, I guess that's what it would be like, but you can still, because you would, look, since you know how to talk, it would be easy to know how it feels to talk normally, you know?
Yeah.
So you could continue talking.
You still have that.
There's
the wow, it's actually, me está costando bastante to read your lips. Like, I have to, like, be focusing to, like, hear. And the thing is, I didn't understand everything of what you said. I literally just got the main gist of it to where I could answer.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, shoot.
Ted's toolbox fix Fred's Ford.
Tattoo parlors have French fries.
Yeah, no. Ted's.
Take.
Ted's.
Taste.
Ted's.
Dense.
Ted's.
Text.
Ted's.
Taxes.
Ta.
Da. La. Fa.
Ta.
Ta.
Na.
Ta.
Ted's.
Tate.
Da. Da. Da.
Ta. Ta. Ta.
Da.
Ta.
Ta. And da. How the fuck do I see the difference? I'm just kidding.
I'm not getting anything.
Ted's, where is it? Ted's toolbox.
Take to the box.
Toolbox.
Toolbox.
Fixed.
Fix the toolbox.
Toolbox fixed.
Oh, toolbox fix.
Fred's.
Friends.
Fred's.
Friends.
Fred's.
Foes.
No, na, na, na.
No, and then's.
Fred's.
Fries.
Fred's.
Friend.
No, N.
Oh, fry?
Fred's.
Fred?
Fred's.
You don't want me to put the end to friends?
Yeah.
Fred's.
Fred's.
French.
What? Where did you get French from?
I don't.
Fred's.
I don't know what's going on right now.
I think I'm picking a different one. Put the cat back in the bag.
Purses take you for a really long ride.
Put.
Purse.
Put.
Puts.
You suck with teeth. Put.
Puttent.
Put.
Put. Put. Okay, put.
The cat.
The cats.
Just one. The put, cat. Oh,
put the cat.
Back.
Back.
In the bag.
In the back.
The bag.
The box. The bag. Put the cat back in the bag?
Yeah.
Ah.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Whoa, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Noise. Oh.
I think, yeah, go ahead.
Sheep look just like candy floss.
A ship takes people to sail for the frost.
Sheep look.
Oh, the song is stopping.
Oh, that's a pretty loud
he's
song.
He's making me anxious.
Oh, he's living his best life. Come here,
dun, 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 dun. Dreams, that's where I have to go. Just to see your beautiful
face anymore.
That's where I have to go.
A picture of you.
Just to see your beautiful face anymore.
Ready?
I stare at a picture of you.
Defy gravity. Stay
it's
high.
The fact that gravity works this high.
Defy.
Take five.
Defy.
Divine. Defy gravity.
Stay high.
Defy gravity, stay high.
Yes.
I was saying.
A fool with the tool is still a fool.
A fool with a drool is still the same fool.
Close. A fool with a tool.
Oh, a fool with a jewel is still the same fool?
Tool.
Jewel?
Tool.
Gold?
Tees, bro. Tool.
School? Tool? Oh, a fool with a tool is still the same fool?
Yeah, similar.
What a say
Oh, this one. Sheep look just like candy floss.
Sheep look just like candy floss?
Yeah, how'd you get that so perfectly?
Oh, yeah, good, nice.
She was looking at me like, the fuck? Shama Lama Ding Dong.
Shama Lama Sang Song.
Shama
Lama. Shama Lama Ding Dong?
Yeah.
Ah.
How the fuck did you get that?
I'm a boomerang.
Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up.
Calm down, fuck you up?
Uptown funk
you up. Oh, uptown funk you up?
Yeah. Smelly pants? Uneasy
Smelly
face.
Mans is not worth your time.
Honestly. Smelly.
Smelly.
Pants.
Pants.
Uneasy.
Uneasy.
Face.
Vans.
Face.
Vents.
Face.
Feast.
Face.
Face.
Nice.
What was the full sentence?
Smelly pants, uneasy face.
Smelly pants, uneasy face?
What does that mean? Uneasy face.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's what the Google offered. I don't want to do Christmas one, so I'm going on.
Okay.
Give me a moment. Oh, website is over. I'm going to go back to the top. She doesn't get a word of what I'm saying.
Ooh.
Devil's advocate. Devil's advocate. Devil.
Sevil.
Lucy.
You see.
Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Devil.
The devil. Ah, the devil.
Devil.
The devil.
Devil.
Oh, devil.
Devil's.
Devil's?
Advocate.
Everything.
Advocate.
Hail Satan.
Avocado?
Avogadro's.
Advocate.
The devil created Avogadro's number.
Yes, how do you know? 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd. Advocate.
Everything.
Advocate.
Advocate.
Devil's advocate. Yes.
Oh, just devil advocate? No. It's
like, I said avocado.
Avogadro. Oh, advocate Avogadro.
I said avocado.
Avogadro?
Avocado.
Avogado.
Avocado.
Avogadro?
Guacamole?
Guacamole.
Avocado.
Oh, the music stopped.
I know. Just you kept saying avocados, which is great.
The music started again.
You kept saying avocados, which is great, but I was trying to say avocado.
Oh, but how did we get to devil's advocate?
Because you weren't getting advocate, so I thought if I said avocado, you would be in the avocado. You
I
see
said
how?
Avogadro.
And then you got advocate. I felt like I had to lead you there a little bit.
Oh, it's okay. That's
we were going to go down to salsa guacamole until you got avocado, and then we were going to go to advocate.
I got you.
You're
going
to be like, what about the devil salsa? Yes,
exactly.
So, we went pretty long.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
Okay,
this
ready,
been really
this
fun.
Is so much fun.
I want to do this again.
Like, every single day, honestly, this is always so much fun. And I hope it sounded fun to you guys, or like, at least you guys heard
it.
Yeah,
we've been wanting to do this for a while. I'm glad we finally did.
Yeah, honestly. I feel like I thought I was going to be better at it than I am. I don't know.
Yeah, this way is rough. The other way we go quicker.
Yeah, when you, what is it? When I have to guess and you have to dictate, I don't know why. I don't know if it's my guessing skills or your pronunciation.
I think it's both.
Yeah, low-key, we're both lacking in this direction. Mm-hmm. Because I feel as though I'm a good dictator to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. And you're a good guesser.
Even though I suck ass at it, I'm pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, in comparison to the other way around.
Yes, exactly. We struggle the other way, but...
But yeah, today is Friday. We're at the end of the week. We ended on
Decided
a good
to have a little
note.
Bit of fun.
I don't know who would win, technically, because this is a feud. I think I would give you the win. You're the better guesser.
But you're the better dictator. This is kind of... This isn't really a competition, because we're working together.
I mean, it's...
You know what? I would love to have a game night.
Oh.
Imagine if we could do a game night.
Like, via podcast?
No, just if we had friends.
Just point blank. Oh, yeah.
You know a game that we could do? You know that one game, the word association game? Like, I need you to say a word, mm-hmm. So I'll say a different word until you say the word.
Yeah.
Right quick. Ready?
Talk to me.
Bird.
Oh, shoot. I mean...
One word. Bird.
Well, I mean, give me some kind of context. Just like that? Bird?
Yeah, I need you to guess a word. My first clue is bird.
Shit?
Hmm. Fly.
Eagle.
Pen.
What?
Bird.
Feather.
Fly. There you go. Okay. Yeah, feather was the word.
Oh.
I don't know why you went to shit and eagle.
I don't know why.
Works in mysterious ways.
No, because when you said bird, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's not shit, but I could not come up. I would have gone eagle, actually. Eagle was going to be my second guess if it wasn't shit.
No matter what. You were pretty...
No shit. Set. Ready? Then my turn. Let me do it real quick. Adventure.
Journey. Uh-oh, I think you just spoiled what the word was.
What?
Travel.
How did I spoil that?
Is the word travel?
Yeah.
You almost said travel.
No, I almost said journey. But you literally just said journey, so I had to say something else. How did you get travel?
Was the word travel?
The word was travel.
I just saw you almost say travel.
No, because I was about to say journey, but you had literally just said journey. I'm like, shit, what's another word for it? I was like,
Okay, either I'm psychic or that was a crazy coincidence.
Loki, you're psychic. Loki. But ready, we should close this out.
Yeah,
this
I just wanted to see if today. This would be fun. We should do this next time.
Yes, literally, just our the Got It game. Like, literally, yes. I just enjoy Friday
this
Feuds.
This is just for us to have fun and for y'all to listen to
That's
our fun.
The thing. Friday Feuds is just an opportunity for us to, like, debate something that we're either really passionate about or literally have fun or just play games.
Any food. Let me tell you, once I become a little bit more confident with myself and I'm willing to show myself to the Google, to the world, to the YouTube... Hella, we're gonna do mukbangs.
Oh, yes.
Hella.
I totally sent you a video and you might not have seen it, but, Loki, I don't think we should talk about this now. But regardless, thank you so much for listening, you guys.
Today yeah, this has been Friday. Really fun.
Again, we're gonna enjoy, it's the end of the week, enjoy your weekend, power through, ready, we're gonna be strong, powerful for Monday, we got this, let's just enjoy it, relax, unwind. We got this.
She's clearly the motivational one.
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
The rest of us who are not that motivated with life, we will just continue. And we will be fine.
See you guys on Monday.
Bye.